Seasons change. Why not your tech? Upgrade now during the Dell Technologies Summer Sale event and save on select PCs, like the XPS 16, powered by Intel Core processors. You'll be able to bring your most intensive projects to life with built-in AI, minimalistic design, immersive visuals, and cinematic audio. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Amazing prices await you for a limited time only at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
My next guest is one of those people I know because I met her a long time ago. And we're going to talk about that. She's a celebrity interior designer, author, and known trendsetter with 20 years of experience. She's accomplished a vast range of interior projects, launched an online design school called Design Mecca EDU, and she has designed interiors for celebrities such as Gabrielle Union, good friend of mine, Tisha Campbell, very good friend of mine, Tyra Banks, I know her well. She is also a lifestyle and design expert for several TV networks such as HGTV, E, Oxygen, OWN Network, and starring in her own makeover show called Unbox with Nikki Chu on the Aspire Network. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations, Nikki Chu.
Hello, hello. This is a full circle moment, I have to tell you.
Thank you.
Because right before that bio you just read, we met.
Yes. That's 20 years.
Yes. So this actually means a lot to me to sit here, you know, listening to the bio you just read about me and you really knowing me in the very beginning.
Yes. You know, let's tell everybody that I was the executive producer show for the WB. I created, co-created with Steve Harvey. It was called Mobile Home Disasters, where we will go in into mobile homes and make them over. And she was one of the designers that was hired. I mean, you know, first of all, just it's a project, a pilot. So you don't have ideas. So you have to bring in people who are creative. And the Renegade 83, I believe it was the name of the production company, who now does Naked and Afraid. if you watch Naked and Afraid, that's Renegade 83.
Yeah.
And she was, one thing I loved about her, she had an opinion and she held to it.
Yes. You know, she haven't changed much.
And you know, and I'm one of those people who go, okay, really? 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 I don't even know her. And that was a beauty of that. And so when I look at the success that you had coming from Mobile Home Disaster, Bill Engvall was the host.
Yes, he was.
The good ratings
good
on
time,
the WB.
Good time.
Yeah. And then it went on to, the Country Music Television Network afterwards. But a great thing about it was that I met you. You had a good concept of what you wanted to do. Tell us what was running through your mind at that stage before we start moving forward to what you've accomplished over the years.
Well, first of all, anybody tells you that you're going to make over mobile homes, you know, as a designer, that is on the list of what you'd love to do, I'm not sure where you would find that. So there was a lot of things that ran through my head as it related to that. But I, as a designer, the one thing that I absolutely love is a challenge.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And especially when it comes to a design challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So that was actually a really exciting time because, first of all, I was just getting into television and I was challenged to design a makeover for these mobile homes and host with a comedian.
Right.
So the concept was really original. It was fresh. It was new. It was totally different than what you would typically see on HGTV or any of those channels. So, you know, I was with it, and I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of work.
Absolutely.
You know, and nobody really realizes when you watch these television shows what happens, what you see before your eyes, and the 5 days you have to get it done. I mean, you're up. You know, 48, 72 hours.
Yes,
you're
you are.
Really up trying to make this happen for the TV world versus reality of what really transpires in the design world. And that's where the challenge is, that people say, I want to be on TV, I want to be a designer. But what you don't know is that you're about to be awake for the next 3 days.
I forgot about that part because we were, it was like 4 o'clock in the morning.
And it was.
We were wide awake, you know, because you had to put tile down, walls
That's
down,
it.
Because we were making over mobile homes. And these mobile homes were not good-looking mobile homes.
No, not at all.
And we had to go in there and knock out walls and basically retile stuff. And then also had to do the exterior. So we
That's
had to
it.
Do a little landscaping. So when they came up, it looked pretty. And then they walk in and it's, oh, my God. Then you have to show the before picture, the after picture. It was called Mobile Home Disaster. And I went my way. And became famous, you know. And she went her way and became famous. And working with celebrities like Gabrielle Union, Tisha Campbell, Tyra Banks, all great people, and other celebrities. Just three of them I'm just naming. I don't have that much time on my show, in other words. The thing I want to talk about first is the online design school called Design Mecca EDU. Yeah. That really excites me. I have a daughter. Yeah. She's doing gaming and design, doing designs right now in design classes and all these different classes. So this is something I would love for her just to do because I think it's really cool. So tell us what exactly is going on with Design Mecca EDU.
Design Mecca EDU stemmed from an amazing amount of emails, DMs, Facebook messages from women all ages, from young girls to women in their 60s, that would tell me their story, that they absolutely loved design. It was something they wanted to do. They were scared to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Or young girls who had gone to college and they graduated and they were trying to get into the design world and they just haven't had any success. And majority of these women were asking me to mentor them, to teach them everything that I knew. How did I get to where I was? How did I get 10 licensing deals in home decor?
Mm-hmm.
How did I get on a TV show? How did I? And I just couldn't possibly reach everybody. And Design Mecca came from that. I need to put together a 12-module course and curriculum that really teaches people things that you don't learn at school. You know, you don't have to take that traditional 4-year course at school and pay all those tuition fees if you have a talent. I didn't go to school to be an interior designer. I went to school to be a graphic designer.
Mm.
Yes, every single day I use my graphic design abilities. I'm not saying don't go to school, but Design Mecca EDU is that additional schooling that you need to get that little extra thing to push you a little further in the I didn't know that. Oh, now I'm learning from experts in the field that I want to be in. And the experts are going to tell me those little nuances that the professors didn't teach because they're teaching you the groundwork.
Right.
Right? So how do you run the business? How do you engage with clients? What happens when you have a difficult client? How do you discern between a client's personality type and how you're going to sell to them or pitch to them? What happens if I have some ordering mishaps? How do I brand myself as a designer in today's society? All of these things that you need to learn to develop and create an interior design brand is what you will learn with Design Mecca EDU. And the bigger question for a lot of designers is, how do I now have my own home line? Did you know that you could get licensing deals? Or did you know you could start it on your own? You know, a lot of people just don't even know where to begin. So that's what we're teaching.
This is great to hear because, like, my daughter, you know, she took a sewing class and she came home with this beautiful bag and she just put it on the sofa. I went, you made this? Yes, Dad. I go, okay. We can do something with this. And because people are talented out there, but they have no direction. That's why I wanted to start with that first, because this is about entrepreneurship. This is about money-making conversations, how you can take your dreams and turn it into reality. And that's what you can do with your online design school.
That is exactly. And quite honestly, Rashawn, a lot of women have a talent in interior design. It is majority of women's passion. They love to make a house a home. And a lot of women feel like, I can actually do this. Mm-hmm. And this is something, but I have no idea how to do it. And so Design Mecca EDU teaches you the business of interior design. There are fundamentals and there are creative moments within the course curriculum, but a lot of it is, how do I turn my talent into a successful business? And a lot of people who are artists don't have that tool. And that's why they suffer in the business area.
I remember when I was, because we had to go out shopping on Mobile Home Disaster, and I was in the store shopping with her. And she had an opinion. Okay. I feel it should look like this, Rashawn. I go, I had no idea, so I couldn't disagree with her. First of all, you know, so if I could debate her, you know, I will debate her. But, and so I look at that, and that it tells me that because you had a solid point of view, and because you're willing to take risk, and you're willing to be able to accept the responsibility when somebody asks you, in other words, what should this look like? Dealing with celebrities, because we really don't know. But we have an idea what we don't. I know what I don't want, though. I can tell you that. But to get me there, that quality, when you're working with celebrities, really, really comes into play as a necessary tool to have, correct?
You know what? It's not just celebrities. Being a designer, people look to you that you know what you're doing, and whatever you say, they want to follow. However, there are people that want to challenge you, but they're only challenging you to see if you know what you're talking about. So having a solid point of view, being committed to your point of view and not wavering is really a skill set that you need, not only as a business person to become a leader, but as a designer. And to walk into a household, ask somebody to pay you $300,000, you cannot look like you are wavering or unsure of any decision.
Let me think. I'm going to go, can I have a drink while I think about this? I'm on the phone with Nikki True. She's an amazing, we went down memory lane a little bit to talk about how we first met and how she really made an impact on me. And now she's making an impact on the world. When we come back, we're going to talk about a TV show, the Nikki True Home Line, which is available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Wayfair, Overstock, and many other things. But more importantly, she's a special person who's making a career out of her dreams. Hi, this is Rashawn McDonald, and you're listening to Money Making Conversation. It's my show. My show means that I can get to talk to the people that want to talk to me. And when they talk, they give advice that will help you to be successful in your dreams, in your aspirations, in your desires to lead a different life. On the phone is Nikki True. She's amazing. She has a new show on the Aspire Network called Unboxed. Did you create the show? Tell us about Unboxed.
Yes, Unboxed is my baby. I create it. I'm an EP on the show. It is a show where I took risks. And talk about, you know, taking risks and sacrificing and not sleeping and missing out on special moments, you know, to follow your dreams and your passion. It comes a lot of missing out on things and really sacrificing your time, your energy, your sleep. All for the bigger goal. And that goal has to be what you hold in your hand daily. That goal is your motivation when you wake up in the morning, when you go to sleep at night. You have to hold that goal like a little diamond in your hand. And that is what has gotten me through 2 seasons of Unboxed. Mm-hmm. I am on season 2. Mm-hmm. And I am proud to say that every season, and now the second season, it gets better and better. This season, I have celebrity friends on, which is a little tweak that I made in the show. I thought it would be kind of interesting to see your favorite celebrities vulnerable in their own homes, you know, behind the scenes. And you know, I kick them out, and they come back, and they're revealed. And let me tell you, every single person I reveal a home to cries, because interiors is an emotional connection.
It is.
And seeing when somebody's space is transformed to truly fit who they are, you would be surprised to see how motivated they are, how encouraged they are, how their life turns around by way of just changing an interior space. And that is the power of what being a designer is all about. That's what I look forward to every single day when I reveal a space, whether it's a celebrity or a regular person.
Well, you know, the fun part about it, as you start talking about the design part of it, your voice gets more and more excited, which means there's a passion tied to it.
Yeah.
Now, when you say, now, is it a full home design or a room design?
It's one space. It's one space. I couldn't possibly do an entire house. I have 3 days on my show. I roll up with two boxes, and those two boxes have the most random objects in them.
Right.
But they are two completely different design directions that I could take with this.
Okay.
Inside the box, when I revealed it to them, it has anything from a sponge to a jar of sand to a jar of beads, you know, nail polish. And the homeowner looks at it and says, what the heck is this? How does this turn into design? But the audience sees me putting all of these elements into the box, and I'm describing what this trend is.
Mm-hmm.
And once the homeowner picks a box, I kick them out of their house, I take over, and I recreate their space based on that trend. And then when I reveal it to them, you know, I show them how that box shows up into their house. So they start to see the color palette or the textures or, you know, the things that were in that box that they choose. They start to see those elements in the space.
Now, when you have a show like that, it allows you to promote your brand and allows you to grow through social media, which lends itself to your brand, Nikki Chu Home, which is available at Bed Bath & Beyond, Wayfair, Overstock, Hey Deedle, Bloomingdale's, Kohl's, and JCPenney.
Yes.
Come on now.
I know.
That's a brand.
I know.
Because you didn't just say one state. Well, you know, so, you know, you do one store, you know, that means they're hooking you up. They're just giving you shelf space. You know?
Yeah.
No, she went to Bed & Bath & Beyond. Okay, right there, right there. I was there yesterday, okay?
Yeah.
And then you go to Wayfair. And then you go to Overstock. That's online. Okay, so that means that's worldwide.
Yes.
That's worldwide.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so Bloomingdale, that means it's sophisticated. You know, that's a little bit above, you know.
Oh. Yes.
Kohl's.
You forgot Target.
See, it wasn't right there. I heard you know something was so funny. She said Target three times when I was talking. Like, excuse me.
That was
Target.
My goal.
Target.
That was the goal.
Nikki, you say, hey, Nikki, Target, please. I heard you say it one time, but you didn't say Target. Now, here's the fun part about it. Here's the fun part about it.
Yeah.
Okay, I've had CDs. I've had books.
Yeah.
Going in and seeing your product. Tell me about that.
You know, walking into a store and seeing the product is really, it's encouraging. And being a designer, there's a really interesting thing that you always want to do better than the last time.
Yes.
So there's a thing about me that walks into the store, sees the product and says, yeah, but my new line coming out is smashing this one. So wait till you guys see the new line. I'm already on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
And but the one thing that's actually really exciting about is going into someone's home and seeing how they used my product.
Right.
I was the other day, I was in Atlanta, and I went to the Lowe's Hotel, and all my pillows were in the lobby on every single sofa and chair, every single one of them. And that to me was like, wow. A designer who got hired to do the Lowe's lobby picked my products to go into this space. And that's where it's really rewarding. I see my stuff in commercials. I walk into people's homes. I go, that's mine. And they go, really? I go, yeah, turn it over. It has my name on it. You know, so that's when it's really fun.
I'm going to tell you something. That's powerful. I got to take a moment back. Just walking into Lowe's, you know, this is a prominent hotel chain, you know, and not saying there are other hotels that are below that, but we're talking about Lowe's, and we're talking about your pillows, and we're talking about people sitting on, hugging on them, resting, resetting their back on them, and they're yours. That to me, when I let's talk about that. Let's tell everybody what we're talking about. Her brand is Nikki Chu Home. It's a modern yet global appeal. The collection features decorative accessories, wall art, home decor, and accent furniture. Okay, cool.
Bedding.
Okay, cool. And bedding. You said bedding. Okay, cool. See, I'm going to tell you something. They leave out so many key moments in our conversation. See, bedding's not on here. nor was Target. So I'm going to have a conversation with either my people or you have a conversation with your people. My people sit next to me. It's just one person. So let's talk about this. What exactly, when you say wall art, what exactly is wall art under the Nikki Chu home brand?
Well, I'm a painter, so I grew up painting and always drawing, and so part of my collection, you can buy my paintings. So I paint something, and then they mass produce it, and it goes into the retailers. So you can go into Home Goods and go into the wall art section in Home Goods, and you'll find one of my paintings, and you could buy that for your home.
You know some? On Mobile Home Disaster, she painted something.
I did.
She painted something. And I went, she said, look. I said, what did she say? I'm going to paint this. And she was outside. She was outside doing it. And then she hung it up. I went,
oh, my gosh. I can't believe that. I can't even. You know, I forget. Because it's so natural to me. I'm always just painting something or spray painting something or changing something that is just part of my DNA that, you know, but it's incredible that everything that I did as a child is now exactly what I'm doing as an adult.
Well, let's put it this way. You're being awarded a lot of honors for your outstanding accomplishments, for best of show, design nominations for best product. These are things that don't come to people who don't have a skill set that's not being recognized by the masses, by your peer group. And when you get these awards, you know, what you should promote, because guess what? They're just like they're the Oscars of your community.
Yeah.
And you take a person like Rashawn McDonald, and I've seen a lot, and I mean, we haven't talked since 2004. And for me to sit up here and remember moments of your personality, remember that you did artwork for Mobile Home Disaster, lets me know. And she'll remind you how special you are back then, which made you the person that you are today.
Thank you.
Do not stop. Do not change.
That means a lot. You know, when you are on this train to success, you do forget some of these moments. And it is so divine that you become aligned with people in your path to remind you of these special moments. And so I do want to take the time to thank you for having me on your show and reminding me of those little moments that I often forget about because the end goal that I'm holding in my hand so dear, you know, I'm that's my motivation. And sometimes you miss those moments and you're like, wow. Thank you.
No problem. We got a minute and a half left. I'm talking to Nikki Chu, star of the show Unboxed. She's the executive producer and creator. It's the second season of Aspire Network. Wrap us up. Tell us about the show and tell us where they can find it. Is it syndicated? Is it different times? But tell us about the show so we can be prepared about, get excited about it even more.
Okay. The show airs tonight on Aspire, 8 p.m. Eastern, every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Aspire. Mm-hmm. If you don't have Aspire, you can download Philos, Philos. And you can watch that. It's $20 a month, and you can stream it on your Apple TV or your phone or whatever your device is. This season is so exciting. I have celebrity guests on, and to see their reaction, to see their spaces, these makeovers and transformations are huge. They're some of my favorite, actually. So I'm really excited, and we air tonight, so I can't wait to see that. I'll be watching for sure.
Well, first of all, amazing growth. I want to be a part of that growth. So, you know, I'm ready to support you on my social media. Especially, I want to let everybody know about your home designs. This is amazing. Yeah. That's at Target. And she does bedding too, by the way. But again, this journey, you know that it's about relationships. And this is a classic example of a relationship that you created a long time ago that's paying off again in this moment with this interview. And knowing that I am a fan. And I will be supporting you even more so because we've now talked and reconnected. But congratulations. And every Tuesday, I got to let everybody know to watch your show. Okay.
Yeah. And be sure to follow me, Nikki Chu Home, on Instagram. I have a lot of cool updates, tips, and tricks for design.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate you.